What's going on, guys? We are back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Ism Radio. We had some technical issues, but we're back. Glad everybody waited. Today's show is brought to you by 1804movie.com and HiddenColorsFilm.com, where you can get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. I am your host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in. And over here, we have Miss Layla. How are you, Layla?
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm good. Got my little braids
got
in.
Got the braids in popping. And over here, we have Miss Bree doing it. How are you, Bree?
I am excellent, Tariq. Welcome.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Yes. Shout out to everybody who was on the live. Bree went on Instagram Live. There's a lot of folks on the live. Like, where in the hell are you guys?
We back.
You was telling a juicy story, too, before we got interrupted.
I was?
Yes. Tariq. Yes,
No. You was just asking, was there some fine men? And it was. It was some fine ass men.
Where? Because people
Vegas.
Don't know. See, they don't know.
Okay,
see,
remember,
we rebooted.
So okay, yeah, right. Okay. Let's go.
Let's rewind. Let's okay. Rewind.
I went to Vegas over the weekend. Had a good time. Me and my homegirl. But Layla asked, was there any fine men there? And I'm like, yes. We had plans to go to another hotel for like some club that had a party. And they kept asking us, did we want to go to the club that was in our hotel? And we was like, nah, never mind. No, that's okay. And the night they had that party, it was so many well-dressed black men walking through these doors. I'm like, wait a minute. We had already had tickets to the other party, though. So.
Oh, man.
And what club was this?
Yeah, what club?
I think it was called Light.
Okay.
Light in Mandalay Bay.
Oh, damn. So it was popping up in Mandalay. Did you meet a nice gentleman up there, Bree?
No.
You couldn't strategically just walk in their direction, you know?
No.
Please.
She's so boring. You're right.
Bree probably got it popping with a one-night stand up there in Vegas.
Oh, that is not
with,
even
with a
my
goddamn
style.
Armenian man.
So random.
An Armenian poker player. Bree had it popping.
Lord.
So we're here. What's happening out here in the news today, Layla? What's happening out here?
Oh my God,
Layla,
gotta yes. Talk about the Met Gala.
Oh yeah.
Did y'all get a chance to kind of look at it?
I saw a lot of pictures. It was very circusy. It had a very circusy vibe.
Well, the theme
vibe.
Was called Camp, which is over the top. But did y'all?
It's all
Tiffany
oh,
had it. That's what
yeah.
I thought. Every year it's over the top. What do you think about that? So for y'all, those of y'all that didn't know, Tiffany Haddish went on the red carpet. She was showing her outfit at the Met Gala, super big deal, and she opens up her purse and she has some chicken inside, Ziploc-y bags with chicken. Now she's claiming that last year she went, they ran out of food. Which I find very hard to believe.
Oh,
this is a $1 million event,
yeah.
And they ran out of food. So what made her do that? And
but
y'all,
you know, you, we forget
that
she's a comedian first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's an actress. Yeah, she's making a lot of good money now, making good movies. But she's first a comedian.
So you think
that's
that
a comedian
okay.
move?
So this
I feel
is
like.
This is a thing though, because I was at an event not too long ago, and they had these chicken sliders as hors d'oeuvres. So it was only a few of us black people in there. But we all kept eating that because it was like several different hors d'oeuvres going around. But we wanted the chicken fried. It was called fried chicken sliders. So anyway, the one guy said, well, I'm not ashamed. You know, I know we the only one eating the fried chicken sliders. I'm not ashamed. So is there a problem with us eating chicken? No, for real, is there a problem?
Yeah, it was a little Sambo-ish
yeah,
to be sitting
and,
up there
especially
eating.
With her outfit.
Yeah.
But then do you just chalk that up to her being a comedian?
But that joke is very stereotypical.
Yeah,
though.
that's a stereotype.
But that's what comedians do.
I don't know.
Yeah. So she did it on purpose, basically.
I feel like
she wasn't really hungry.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom
of. It was to be funny, but you know, it really didn't hit the mark, and it did. It looked kind of coonish. It really did. A lot of folks kind of cringed.
Yeah, it was.
It was a little cringy, and you know. I understand that you're a comedian, but then when you start getting into a little stereotypical stuff like that, then it gets a little cheesy.
Right, because you didn't see any white people like with mayonnaise and they
yeah.
like a mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, they weren't doing the mayonnaise thing.
Silly as hell.
And
did y'all see Sierra Afro Puffs?
Yeah,
that
those
was
were
cute.
I was
yeah.
like, she did it for the culture. One
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was
one
very
time.
Cute. She looked real good.
I like her.
Yeah, I like Sierra too. Yeah. I'm rooting for Sierra. I like what she's doing. Did y'all see Nicki Minaj?
Underwhelmed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't.
You weren't impressed?
I wasn't.
We've seen with her, she's
done. I think she decided at the last minute she was going to go. That's what it looked like.
Oh, damn. Damn.
She's over the top anyway, so right, it didn't look like much. You know what I mean?
I expect more from Nicki. I expect, like, what Katy Perry did from Nicki, or, like, or what Lady Gaga did from Nicki.
I like the Lena Waithe chick.
Yeah.
Did y'all see her?
Yeah.
She was dope.
Yeah. What she have on?
She had like a suit with some gaiters on.
Okay.
It was dope. I liked it. It was cute.
What about Cardi B?
Was she there?
What?
I don't remember.
I didn't see Cardi B.
Y'all didn't see Cardi B.
No.
Cardi B had on red, period, blood red, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. The only skin you saw Cardi's was her, this part of her face and her her hands.
Damn, was it a cat suit or something? What was it?
I cannot believe y'all didn't see Cardi
B. No, because it was too long. Yeah. I couldn't keep watching it. I was like, okay, I'm
Girl,
it was way too long.
She
came
with, I'm talking about the dress, it came from her head and went all the way past her body.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I don't see how, and somebody done put her on a pad, took her picture and put it on a pad, because she literally looked like, I gotta go find this picture. She looked like,
yeah, I gotta see that.
Brick red. It was insane.
I gotta see that. Who else was on the red carpet?
Kylie.
Oh yeah, she and Travis Kylie. Scott. Her and Travis Scott were on there. What were they looking like?
Well, her sister came together.
Okay.
Her and Kendall. And they said they looked like the white chicks.
Damn. Hilarious.
They do.
They look like that anyway. Like, nobody really looked over the top to me, because everybody does this on a daily basis for
The person who really looked over the top was the Billy Porter guy. The dude, he came in with the dudes lifting him up on like a pedestal, and he had like,
I've been trying to figure out who he was for the longest.
Yeah,
he was
on American Horror Story, I think. He's on that show. But yeah, he came. That nigga had wings, gold wings. I mean, he was really, really. It was over the top.
This is Cardi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
What?
Okay. That's tight though. It's tight. You know, that's it. Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's tight.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's tight.
So I'm like, how didn't you? That was.
Yeah.
Oh wow. She looks like the Wicked. What's the one of them Disney movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Y'all saw Rihanna or Beyonce wasn't there. I don't know.
They're normally there too.
Yeah. Yeah. And Odell. Y'all saw Odell in the.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
In the little tennis skirt.
Yes.
Why don't we just go ahead and just, you know what I mean?
What's up, Odell? What's going on with you?
What's up, Odell?
No, people, I don't know. Somebody's been saying different things about him.
I know.
You have?
Yeah, you never heard that?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care, attention. But I'm just saying, just living your truth.
Man, shout out to Odell,
bro. That's all you're telling me. I'm just saying, brother.
Good Lord. Anyway.
I don't know, allegedly.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here?
Y'all, I don't know. Is the summertime is coming.
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Know what that means.
No.
Uh-oh, what, your titties gonna be out? What's that mean?
Of course, that'd be the first thing he gonna
Thank
let.
You for the one male in the whole building.
Lord.
That's the one thing you think of.
Lord.
No. The summer come, couples start breaking up left and right.
Oh, okay.
Have y'all heard?
I already know who you're gonna say.
Uh-oh.
First of all.
I already know who you're gonna say.
Seeing Santana and Joe Budden.
Oh, yeah.
And this kind of creeped up on me, because, you know, Seeing always act out on her Instagram, always got something slick to say. So I wouldn't put it past her, but Joe said on his podcast, like, yeah, we haven't spoken in a couple weeks. I think her phone might be dead.
Oh, damn.
Like, but we haven't officially said we were broken up. We just haven't talked in a while.
Oh, damn.
And he didn't really say why. Nobody really said why. And then today, news comes out that he was caught with Instagram model Jasmine Kendrick.
Ooh.
In Miami. He was on a date with her.
Oh, damn.
Jasmine is a black girl.
Okay. Oh,
when the last time you saw Joe Budden?
I know. Black girl. Yeah. He dates like
How does Jazz look Jazz up? Jazz.
She is drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, damn. And that's why, remember Sin had a problem, because after Sin Santana had the baby, he didn't want to really have sex with her like that. Remember?
Oh, damn.
Remember? Because he was saying he was tired. He worked a lot. And she always wanted to have sex. But she is a little bit younger than him. But she always wanted to have sex. And he wasn't. Into it.
Jazz. Okay, let me see. This is her. God damn. Okay.
Wait, let me see.
Oh, I've seen her before. Yeah. She's cute as hell.
Drop dead gorgeous. And she's usually.
She's with white dudes normally.
Yeah, she's usually with white dudes.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
This is a horse of a different color all the way around.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, because I see this child. I just see her with like white dudes all up in Italy.
Yeah, she real be rich white dudes.
Yeah. She's with like, Joe Button? That's so random.
But you know what, though? A lot of people are here for them.
Wait, together? Being together?
Yes.
Are they together, though?
No, I wouldn't say they were
Let me see. Yeah. Let me see.
I think they just got probably caught on a date.
Oh, she's cute.
They blowing the shit out of proportion. That's what it looks like to
me.
Oh, wow.
But that don't take away. So that happened. Do y'all know that Monica and Shannon Brown are getting a divorce?
What?
Did she file for a divorce?
Yeah, and I heard that they were separated, but I didn't know they officially did
the
divorce. She
filed for a divorce 2 months ago in March.
How long were they married?
8 years.
A long time.
Oh, wow.
They were together for like 10 years. They were together for like 10 years.
Yeah, they was married for 8 years. Apparently, he got a side chick.
I was wondering what happened.
Apparently, he has a side chick, and the girl is pregnant. And that's what Monica said that was the last straw.
Damn.
But like 8 years of marriage, and you just going to be like, nah, that's it?
Damn. Well, How many kids they got, by the way?
Well, they only have one. They have the little girl, but Monica came with two. She had the two boys.
Their relationship was always quiet. You know what I'm saying?
You never heard
nothing. I was like, oh, they're probably good. You never hear anything about them. And then here you go.
So is that... after 8 years, your man has a side chick with a baby and you like you done? Is that what we're doing now?
Okay, there's two people that didn't do that. Okay, Gabrielle Union worked it out.
Yes, yeah.
And
Ludacris. Yeah.
And what's Love & Hip Hop? Kirk and Rashida.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
So it's like,
would you be cool? Not cool, but I mean, is there, I guess it's a case by case basis, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
8 years of marriage, you just throw it down the drain. I don't know.
I mean, it depends. Like, is the person continuously doing things?
Or you know, people that's married don't realize how the dating world, how bad it is out here.
Yeah.
And they think that they can find better.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
It's not the case. Not in 2019.
You need to figure it out. Y'all need to work it out and go do some healing apart and come back together and rethink this thing. We got to keep these black families together. I don't like...
I say keep it together if you can. But if you have a husband but the thing about Wendy Williams is, okay, think about Wendy Williams' husband. Allegedly, I don't know how he's treating her. I'm just going by what Wendy's saying and facts and stuff that came out. But think about all the stuff he's did to her. He had a side baby. He did spending the girl money, buying the side chick gifts with Wendy's money.
Yeah.
Like, for real? Where do you draw? I know she wanted to keep it together for her son because they got a son. But it's like, yo, like, come on. I think
you got to draw the line somewhere.
You buying the side chick stuff with my money? That's what we got wrong. You want to buy it with your money, your money. Yeah. But not my money.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
Man, but look at Wendy, though. I mean, shit. I hate to say that. I know that's harsh to say, but I know, but you know, that's what people are thinking. They were like, that's why people ain't really too mad at him. You understand?
No.
It's like,
Did you see the side chick? She ain't all that.
Oh, damn.
Did you see side chick?
Yeah, I saw her.
She looks basic.
She's super basic.
She's like...
she just ain't Wendy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
No, but... And then...
Then they say he messing with dudes, you know?
Right, right.
That part.
Yeah, so that's something else.
That's something she can't help him with.
Now, speaking of marriage, what's going on with this thing with Aisha? What's her name?
Curry.
Yes. Steph Curry's wife. What's going on? Is it Aisha? What's her name?
What's
the hell? What is going on? She was trending.
Red table talk.
Okay, they won red table talk. What was she talking about?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was
about how basketball wives and football wives deal with the groupies. Well, it wasn't only about that, but the part that everybody went in the uproar about, I guess, is because Aisha was just basically speaking on like all the women that are standing around waiting for their chance. Just like standing in the wind, lurking, always around.
But that's the price, unfortunately, that comes. See, if everybody could have the heart to be married to somebody rich and famous, they would do it. Everybody would do it. But you have to be a special kind of woman because you have to know that comes with the job.
Well, she like, said, for real. And she said it took a while for her to get to that point. And they had been together since before, you know,
his
career. Right. And she's just like, you know, it takes growing as a woman to get to that point because she was like, I was at first like really combative and real feisty. But then you sit back and watch and see what's going on. And they just like waiting in the wing, waiting for their turn. And it's your man to make, it's his decision to make. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To choose which way he gonna walk and what's gonna happen. And that's just like real talk.
And she said a lot of people, they get like real invasive. Cause she said one time the baby was with him or whatever, and some chick kind of just jumped in their car like, let me see the baby.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, now that's where you draw the line. Right. Like, bitch, you lost your mind. The kids in there and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're with your kids, though, people should kind of be mindful of that.
Don't nobody care about you.
But they always give her a hard time, though. You know, a lot of people seem like social media is, oh, why do they give her a hard time?
I feel like nobody give her a hard time. I think people here for Aisha Curry and Stefan.
Stefan. Every time I hear that name, I think of, like, the, what's that, a Stefan Arkell?
Is it Stefan? I'm like, did I just
remember Stefan his name?
Only Layla.
From Family Life. I know, Layla mine be all on random, the most randomest shit ever.
Y'all know who Stefan Arkell is.
I know who Stefan Arkell. You had a crush on Stefan Arkell back in the day.
I'm not going to lie. When he went in that machine and came out, I was like, wait a minute.
With the swag.
Wait a minute. Is that Steve? Is that you?
Man. You wanted to be Laura Winslow yourself.
He came out with the swag.
He did.
Man.
He really did.
Man. Shout out to Jaleel White. We just
get him on the show.
I know. We got to get Jaleel White on the show.
Okay.
That'd be interesting. We got to get some random folks on the show.
Random folks.
I want to get Don Cheadle on the show. Don Cheadle was low-key mad at me.
Wait, why was he mad at you?
He was low-key. He thought I was clowning him because
you said he was dancing on that video.
Yeah, I posted a video of him dancing in like an Angela Winbush video.
I thought you was giving him props.
I was. He was like, man.
He was dancing hard.
And he's like, man, are you trying to throw shade? I said, there ain't no shade, Don. I'm giving you props.
Come see us, Donnie.
Don, come on the show. Come
on
the show. I wasn't throwing shade at you, bro. You were dancing your ass.
He didn't take it.
He was getting his money.
That dude earned whatever dollars he got out that video.
Well, if you know Tariq, you know he's joking. I mean, you know he's
it's
like.
It's funny because it's him and nobody knew he could dance that good. I mean, he's dancing his ass off. This nigga's dancing like Debbie Allen in the video. He's getting it in this video.
And I cried. I'm like, damn, Don.
Oh, man. This is a multi-talented brother, man. So I'm giving you props, Don. I'm giving you props. So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
She's helped release 17 inmates.
Shout out to Kim. I take my hat off to Kim. We appreciate that. That's a good thing. Can't hate on that at all.
You definitely can't hate on that.
Yeah, she's helping get a lot of folks out. That's
so
good.
Are y'all going to be here for... All the people that went to law school and spent all of their money and did all of that, and she just gonna read a few books and study with somebody, take the test.
Yeah.
Like, is that a slap in the face?
No.
Well, she's using her celebrity.
Well, the thing is, I just feel like in California, you're allowed not to go to law school. California, Virginia, and there's one other state, you're not by law, you don't have to go to law school. So,
really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Google it.
Okay.
Yeah, Google. That's why she's not going to law school, because California has a law that you don't have to. You have to pass the bar, though.
Okay.
So you can study on your own. You have an apprenticeship, and then you can take the bar exam.
Well, you know, I'm just happy she has something now.
Yeah. Because, you know, she needed something, you know, just being famous for nothing. So now she's actually doing something, which is good. So
and
we can't hate on
her. Celebrity for something good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can't hate on that.
Absolutely.
She came a long way.
Yes, she has.
Man.
Now if she get Kanye mind right, get him out the sunken place, that'll be good.
It seemed like she's doing better than him.
Man. So what else is happening out here, Miss Bree?
I don't know if you guys heard that the Braxtons lost someone last week.
Yeah.
The only boy of the girls lost his daughter.
Yeah.
To some type of heart issue.
Yeah.
Some type of stroke or something. It was something that happened tragically, and she passed, and of course the funeral was within the week or so, and Miss Tamar went on her live and said that she was too tired to attend her niece's funeral.
Wait, what?
Oh Lord, no, Tamar.
She didn't have time.
Oh
no,
God.
She didn't say it like that.
She was too tired. When did I tell really? You, she said she did not have time. She was too tired. Now, granted,
wait,
Tamar is on tour right now with someone,
with Candy, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. She's on tour, you know, but you stop what you're doing for your family.
Yeah.
So when she said it, she realized she said it, and then people start responding like, come on now. And it was like, well, you know, this is the first time anybody that close to me has ever passed in my family. So this is different for me. Like, Everybody talk about, you know, somebody passing and all that, but nobody talks about the funeral and how hard that can be for some people. So she kind of switched.
But it's
the story
not about you, though.
Exactly.
It's not about you.
Exactly. And a lot of people say she is the reason that they family fight so much.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She is the reason.
I used to like her. I'm not saying I dislike her now, but I used to think that they were picking on her because she's younger. Yeah. But the more and more it comes out, she's kind of selfish and narcissistic. Yeah. Really. That's what I'm gathering.
This is the live.
I just cannot bring myself to post about my niece. Like, I can't do it. But
this is Tamar, guys.
What I did want, Tasha, you're funny. I just wanted to say hi to thank everyone for sending their condolences.
Okay, I'm trying to fast forward.
I am drained. Like, it's a lot.org. I'm just going to need my Tamar Shen friends to come out tonight and just give me energy and love and positive vibes.
She what?
She sounds tired.
Yeah. Okay, she does sound, you know.
Oh yeah, and also.
Okay, so I don't know how long this is, but okay, yeah.
She but sounds you can't attend a few. That's something you can't take back. Like I feel bad about missing my niece's wedding over the weekend. It was in Houston, but I was moving, so I'm like, when I look back, I was like, dang, like I missed that. Like I feel bad. Like that's moments you can't take back. But I did have some stuff going on. It was a lot going on, so I get it. But a death though.
Yeah, well, I get it. I kind of get it to a certain degree because, you know, she is on tour. That's draining. Y'all know traveling is draining within itself. And then having to leave, you know, because the tour dates, you know, those are very rigid. It's set, you know what I'm saying? And then to go fly to this and then have to fly back and then...
Honestly, she shouldn't have even just said it.
Yeah, she shouldn't have said anything.
And she shouldn't
have lived her life.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody would have noticed. We wouldn't have known. How would we have really known? Nobody's going to investigate that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So I kind of get that. I just listening to her and seeing her, and you know, seems like you know she is pretty drained.
Especially so, with that tour.
Yeah, I get that. Who's on the? It's her, Candy, and who else? Who else is on the tour?
Ronnie DeVoe's wife. That's on Housewives. Shamari, I think.
Yeah.
Is her name?
Yeah.
And then she said they're going to have special guests in every city at each show. So like LA, they'll probably have some LA people, you know, wherever they go.
Exactly.
I kind of want to go. It seems kind of like a little weird freak show, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. And then because you go to the show, you're supposed to dress up in a lingerie outfit. Did you know
really?
That?
No.
Yeah, they said wear your best dungeon outfit and they're going to do a contest.
So it's a concert?
Yeah, it's a concert, but it's a show concert.
What? I don't. Okay.
So it's creative. It's a concert. They're just trying to be creative. Really.
Yeah, I got to check that out. So, yeah. Layla, what else is happening out here?
Oh, I'm in charge. Hold on.
Okay, you're going to break the phone out? Lord, you know you stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
Guess who is off the hook?
Who's off the hook?
Remember we talked about her years ago, maybe a year or two ago? Usher's accuser.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me get the phone. 818-850-5404. That's the number to call in. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? It's Ace from downtown LA.
Ace from downtown LA. How are you, Ace? What's on your mind, brother?
I'm good, man. I had a question. It kind of ties into the Shannon Brown and Monica situation.
Yeah.
Like, why do some women, it seem like they put up with stuff only from certain dudes? Like, for instance, like when I'm dating a chick, if we rocking, then everything good. If I'm a dude or whatever, it's all good. But if I'm trying to play the field, it's like, nah, it's a rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do you, whatever like this. So,
okay, good question.
Layla and Bree.
Good question. We're going to hang up and
Layla
get into
Bree,
that.
Layla and Bree, can y'all chime in?
Thank you, brother. Good question. Hold on, let me get the lines off. Hold on. So, okay, damn it, come on now. Shit. So good question. So ladies, do y'all put up with certain things from certain dudes? One thing you'll put up with one dude you wouldn't dare put up with from another dude.
Mine is a yes.
Okay.
It'll be a yes for me.
Now, why is that? Why would you put up with one thing from one dude, or are you dating another guy and you're like, oh, hell no, I ain't going to put up with that from this nigga?
Because certain people have specific relationships. Kind of like I feel like dudes do the same thing. Like, I feel like some dudes will try another girl, like, oh, okay, I have to take this girl to a nice restaurant. The other girl, I could just take her to takeout and she's good. Like, I feel like people treat you accordingly.
Right.
So that's what women do as well. They treat you accordingly. So if you feel like a guy is, like, really in your corner, really there for you, really has a good heart, you're like, you know what? That outweighs the bad. Mm. Some guys are just assholes in general. You're like, you know what? You're an asshole. I'm not putting up with this. Mm. But people that have a good heart, maybe something that you like about him, you're like, you know what? He made a mistake, but he's a good person. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how I feel.
So yes. Do you put up with certain things from certain dudes and some things you don't put up with guys, Bree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
just,
what?
Just exactly what she just said. Basically, it's the alpha in the male. And like she said, it's the way you're being treated and the severity of what happened. Because babies is an ending point for a lot of people. And I had a really good dude and he ended up getting the chick pregnant.
Oh, damn.
And that was the end for me. I could not go past that point. And I did not know I couldn't go past that point until I was there.
Mm.
So I could say a million times, yeah, I'll take you. But I took him back a million times for cheating. Just because of the dude he was to me, the man he was to me. But then a baby, he has to be that man to somebody else in front of me that has absolutely nothing to do with me now. I could not go past that.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Man.
Somebody to have a baby?
And how long were you dating with him?
7 years.
Oh, damn. Wow, that's a long time.
God damn. Mm-hmm. When did you find out about the baby?
Year seven? It was literally... We have been together and gotten broken up, gotten back together, all of that stuff. And so working towards being well-rounded in a serious relationship, because I met him when we were young. We both were young. He was still doing his thing. And so just like trying to grow and evolve, and he got somebody pregnant.
God damn. Lord. I got a phone. Now, how old was the baby?
Wait a second.
The girl walked up on Bree like, who's my baby? Who that is? Who that is? Who? That's just my baby daddy. That's just my baby daddy. That's just my baby daddy. Who that is? My baby daddy. Bree, that's just my baby daddy.
Your
ass.
Oh
my God.
Lord.
Has it happened though to you, like a guy never told you had a kid and then a baby mama came to the doorstep with the kid and he didn't tell you though?
Nah.
Okay. Damn. Say.
No.
Lord. Let me get some more calls. The phone number 818-850-5404. There we go. Boom. All right. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, young ladies. What's going on, folks? This is Joe from H-Town.
Joe from H-Town. How you doing, Mr. Joe?
Doing pretty good. I just wanted to give my two cents in on that whole Tiffany Haddish thing.
Yeah.
I see where both sides are coming from. I understand, you know, like, she's a comedian and all that, and, you know, we do poke fun at stereotypes, and, you know, I like racial humor as much as the next guy, but just, you know, something that is, like, kind of surface level as, like, you know, just bringing fried chicken onto like a red carpet event.
Yeah,
that shit's just kind of like, come on, bro. Like, what are we in seventh grade now? Like, yeah. We get old. Like, oh yeah, niggas love to eat fried chicken and all that shit. But like, come on, bro. Like, time and a place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, because other than that, you know, you just bringing in fried chicken, but you don't see like J-Lo walking around with like fucking tamales and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, we ain't got to be the only ones that got to do that shit. You know, time and a place. We can do that on stage or, you know, when it's time to get money. But, you know, that's all I got to say about that. Appreciate y'all.
Man. Thank you, bro.
Wait, are we the only ones that do stereotypes?
Yeah, we do. Other folks know not to do that.
I'm trying to think. I don't think.
But, we don't. You don't see other groups. You don't see like Middle Eastern performers coming out there with turbans and, you
I
know,
really
and falafels.
Really,
you know, we got to go out here and show out and, you know, bug dance. You know, the whole, that chicken thing.
That's kind of, it's old.
It's so obvious.
And it wasn't funny. That's right. The thing. When she did it, it wasn't funny. And then what, did y'all catch? Hi. Come say bye to everybody, Miss
Fatima.
Yes.
I was like, what? Who was cutting the light?
Everybody say what's up to Miss Fatima Ming.
Oh, she's so skinny. Wait, hold on.
I know.
Your booty gonna hurt. Oh.
What's going on, Miss Fatima?
Oh, okay. Lord.
Yes, indeed. So what are you doing this week, Fatima?
I don't know. I need to clean.
Well, you got to talk in the mic. Dude. Give her a mic. Oh, yeah, there you go. Get in the middle. She could have got the middle mic.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have anything planned this week thus far, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Other stuff I got to work on. Maybe get some writing done, but nothing too crazy.
And what did you do on? What else you do on your birthday, dear?
I went out to eat, and I went to, what's that place called? The place with the trampolines. What's it called?
Trampoline Park? Sky
yeah.
Zone?
Sky Zone. There you go.
Sky Zone. Yeah.
So we went there and we were like big kids and then I went home and got drunk. So it was great.
She love a good drink, yes, boy. As skinny as she is.
Hater.
Does she be drinking when y'all go out? Does she be getting a little drink on when y'all go out? Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
I'm a one drink drunk.
Yes.
I really am. Like
she
I
came to my party, had one drink, and
that was it. And it was a wrap. I got her. She was on drink four. I was like, should I buy this for her? Because I felt like I was adding to the problem. But I was like, should I buy her a drink? Or?
Lord. Lord. All right, Fatima. You be good, dear.
Bye, girl.
That is Miss Fatima, ladies and gentlemen. Bree, what else is happening out here in the news?
Y'all know 50 Cent got Tierra Marie fired.
Off what?
Love and Hip Hop.
Oh,
he did.
Got her ass canned.
Oh, damn.
I knew she got fired, but I didn't know why.
What happened? I know all he's been clowning her left and right.
He's been clowning her left and right. She still owes him $30,000, but he is now going for Love and Hip Hop for his money.
Oh,
wait,
damn.
What?
Yes. He's seeking money from her employer to garnish.
Oh, my.
And they said she's too much of a risk. And they was like, we don't have to deal with this.
Damn.
Oh, done. Wow. Guess who she's replaced with, probably.
She's done. Raz B, I heard.
Raz B.
Hilarious.
He's kind of like, he's good, but he's just
I think he'll be good for
TV. He's
going
to be great for the show.
Great
Raz
for
is a train wreck, but he's going to be good for the show. Lord. You know he got arrested out there in Minnesota.
Yeah. Allegedly strangling
his
girl.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He strangled somebody? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Got arrested.
Oh, Lord.
Messing up the toll.
Yeah, I'm not letting no dude from B2K strangle me. Sorry. None of y'all. I'm sorry.
So you ain't going to get jumped by Lil Fizz?
I'm not going. Nobody from B2K can put their hands on me.
Lord, but man.
Oh, man.
Don't mess up the bag, Raz.
No, I know she's pissed because that was her check.
Money. They getting coin. Yeah, Tierra's. You know what, though? She been playing up on this, all this. I ain't got it and doing an album and all of that, so.
She should have just gave it to him or did a payment plan in that way. Because I know she went on the Breakfast Club the other day and Charlamagne was trying to get 50 on the phone so they could discuss it. He was like, y'all need to squash this, da da da. But
it ain't nothing to squash. Give the man his money.
I know. Yeah. If she give him his money, she still have a job. Like, that's a little more important.
Maybe she ain't got it, you know? Maybe she don't have $30,000. Y'all keep saying, give him the money. She ain't got no $30,000 laying around.
Yeah, she might not get it.
She ain't got
it. A payment plan, layaway plan.
Them VH1 checks are very low.
She could have just did a season and paid them off.
But she's been on there for like 4 years. So the people that's been on there longer get paid more. It's not like they're getting a lot.
They don't make a lot of money on Love & Hip Hop. How much y'all think they make off Love?
Probably like $2,500 a show.
No, but some.
Tierra Marie.
$2,500? Probably less than that.
I don't know. My guess would be $5,000 per show.
She's Tierra Marie. Like, right at the very lowest I'm giving her is $2,500. She still has
I doubt if they even make that much, to be honest. Do you know on the Chappelle show? Charlie Murphy said they got $500 an episode.
That's a lie.
In his book.
Wait, what?
Read that. In his book, he said that. He said they didn't make no money off that.
$500
an episode on the Chappelle show.
Wow.
And he talked about it in his book. That's why he started doing comedy. He didn't do comedy before
then. So
Chappelle
show making numbers the way Love Hip Hop back then it was?
Yeah. That Chappelle show was huge.
I felt like Chappelle show kind of blew up after Chappelle kind of like disappeared.
No.
That was a hot show. That's why they offered him so much more money to keep doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. They was giving Dave, they offered him all that money, but he didn't want all those stipulations that came with it.
Damn, they was paying him $500.
$500 an episode, man. You don't make
that's why
cables.
You got to hustle.
Right.
You
got to use those shows as commercials.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because you don't make no money. Because when I was doing stuff for VH1 and MTV, they would give me like $500, $1,000 here. They wouldn't give me that much money.
Right.
But the promotion, I would always go in there when I'm promoting a book or something. Mm-hmm. So I used it as a commercial. Yeah.
But it's still love and hip hop. Well, you're right. Don't you're right.
Matter.
Either way it go, I would have continued working so right, I could right. pay him something.
Because what happens just hand is him the check. They get on there, they get notoriety, and what they do, they make money doing appearances at clubs. That's where they get their money.
You know? She don't be on that though.
Yeah.
If you notice that I ain't, except for with Money Mayweather. He have her doing hosting clubs and shit.
Oh damn.
He always, don't he?
Yeah.
Oh damn. Okay.
And Money Floyd
got mad too, because Floyd and 50 is kind of like,
Yeah.
And I remember 50 got mad at Floyd because he used Tierra on the flyer and he was like, oh, he did that to get back at me and this and this and that and all that. So I don't know. Maybe she can get it from Floyd. Maybe he'll give it to her.
Can't depend on Floyd. Like, Floyd is just the go-to sugar daddy. Like, goddamn. You know how many people ask Floyd for shit all the time?
Floyd, how much money he got?
And Bree Rent do, Floyd.
Okay.
Good.
He hand money to everybody and still have money left over.
Right. He burns money.
Man.
Okay.
Man.
He got it.
Bree, what else is happening out here? Now, Bree ain't ready. Listen.
What had happened was. And I drew a blank.
Lord.
Oh, okay. I'll do a Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
Oh.
Tweeted. No, okay. Did y'all hear what he. Okay, so Chance the Rapper actually tweeted, I'm having a good day. I would be having an even better. An even better day if Wendy's came back with the spicy chicken nuggets, right?
Okay.
So when a social media person at Wendy's heard about that and they said, hey, if we get 2 million likes, if you get us 2 million likes, Chance, we'll make it come back. Anyway, they got 2 million likes, and now they're bringing the spicy nuggets back just for Chance the Rapper.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I heard about
media
that.
Media tactic.
Lord. Yeah. Well, hey, what's up? Who's on the phone?
Hi, Tayana.
Hey, your name is Diana?
Tayana.
Okay, how are you? What city are you in?
Houston, but I'm from Arizona.
There you go. Okay, what the hell's going on in the back? So what's on your mind, dear?
I'm kind of sick, I just came from work and screaming at those kids all day.
Oh.
But my issue is, it's a real big problem, so I hope you pay attention. So me and my fiance, we've been together for like 9 years, and I'm currently pregnant with our first child. He had 2 kids previously. It's like now we realize, like, me and him have, like, nothing in common. Well, he's, like, changing, like, different. And because, like, I'm, like, more, like, black empowerment, but he's, like, trying to stray away from stuff like that. And, like, we became, like, 2 totally different people. And it's, like, and now that I'm pregnant with a kid, and it's, like, I'm realizing, like, I don't really know if I want to be with you.
And how long have you been with him?
For 9 years.
9 years?
He's older.
Go ahead.
Yes, he's 36. I've been with him since I was 21. I'm 29 now. I'm about to be 30.
Okay. Did you have kids? Did you have kids before him?
No, this is my first child. Okay. This is my first time pregnant.
Okay.
And his first kids were by a white woman.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And, like, she does a lot of drugs. And the kids stay with us full time. I'm the mother. Like,
so
she's in jail.
Oh, so, okay. Wow, this is all over the place. So you're with this guy who's a suspected coon. He had babies by a white woman who's a druggie. And you got custody of the kids while he's in jail and the white woman is out here drugging.
Well, she's in jail, yes.
Wait. Oh, he's not in jail. She's in jail. Okay, I thought you said he's in jail. She's in jail. The drugged out white woman is in jail.
Yes, she's in jail. This is not her first time in jail. This is like over the 9 years, probably like her 5th time, and every time is like around a year. She stays in for like a year.
Oh, wow. So she's on the narcotic that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's out there, so she's not really worried about her kids.
Okay, so, and the sad thing is, your dude had 2 kids by this methed out woman.
I mean, they can't change that.
I mean, yeah. I understand that, but I'm just looking at his character.
Yeah.
And also, when you start talking about black empowerment, his eyes start bucking, so you might have coon offspring in your belly. So you got it.
And then, but you wasn't like that. Now, I don't know what is the change. Like, is it he's like getting into this like spiritual healing stuff, and he was like, I do think about, because I was talking about our kid, and it's going to be a boy, and I was like, well, I want him to know, you know, I want him to be, you know, a proud Black man. I want him to, you know, do certain things and be a certain way. And he was like, yeah, I want him to know that, but I don't want him just to focus on that. And I was like, I understand he's not going to just focus on that, but I want him to understand that that is part of the world. And I was like, yeah, because the way that you teach your kids, I don't want that. I was like, because they're realizing, like, they like more of the white side, and, like, they prefer, like, a lot of white people, and, like, they will say things like, oh, Black people are, like, they see them only on drugs and stuff like that. And I was like, that's the only people that you know, your family on your dad's side and took you around. I was like, everybody Black is not like that.
Their mama on drugs.
But their mama on drugs, so shit.
Yeah. No, but her mom came from, like, a rich white side. So she was, like, from a rich side, and she was the only one that got, like, a Black sheep of the family.
Wow.
So
wow.
They thinking they're like that. Like, we're going to go to that side of the family, but that side of the family don't fuck with them.
Well, of course.
And I'm telling them, like, they don't mess with you.
And, yeah.
Because it's...
Yeah,
yeah.
Those other white side of the family, they're not taking care of those kids, right?
No, we are. Right. Black
right, right, right. And so this is what y'all have. You got some step coons. You got some step coons, and your baby dad is on the coon train. So now you got the baby that you're about to have. You got to make sure that he's not going to be on the little coon train. He's not going to be the baby shark coon. You got some cooning going on, a whole coon little spirit going on around. So you got to be grounded as hell with all that coon energy going on. And you got to really have your dude, your fiance, you really got to get his mind right. Because, you know, y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It was like that. I don't know what changed. Like, I don't know if he, like, I don't know if he went, I don't know what is he going through. He wasn't like this. Like, when you were in Houston, we went to go see you. We you know, we talked about, we went to go see who else that, it was the church that you went to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a lot of people. We went to go see a lot of people. And we used to always talk about everything. We brought all the movies. We used to conversate. We used to talk about a lot of things that we want to do. I don't know what happened lately. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if he's
do
on a spiritual healing journey.
Sound like he might have a white side piece. You dig?
I don't know what it is. That's all. Like, where's all this coming from?
Does
like,
he come in the house smelling like mayonnaise? Is there mayonnaise on? Is there mayonnaise on his collar? Do you see little headlights anywhere around him coming around? No, he might have a little white one. Oh God. Lord.
No, I don't know if he thinks sometimes, like, I be going too hard on, like, about white. Like, some days he'll agree with me and he'll tell them the truth. And, like, I don't know if he think, like, am I going too hard and making him feel like, oh, the white side is not that good. Because, like, I tell the truth. Like, I say, you know, you can look this up. And I say, y'all need to do your own research. And I tell them, I said, this is facts. Well, everything I say to them. But I be going too hard to make them feel a certain way because they have white?
Well, what, you know, you got to let them know what the deal is. Get those stepkids off the coon train, and you got to really get that brother's mind right. And again, see what's going on with him. See if this dude is around any kind of white women that he's trying to push up on or have as a side chick, because it sounds like something is going on with this dude. But anyway, thank you for the call, sis.
It could be going around, Tariq.
Man.
The coon spirit. That happened to me. I said I was going to tell you that story, too, real quick.
What happened?
So I'm coming out of my mom's apartment building. You know how somebody has to come out of the gate for you to get in the gate?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for somebody to get in the gate because obviously I don't live there, and I'm trying to get in. So as I was coming, he was coming out and I was going in, he passes by and he rolls down his window, a Black man.
Mm.
And he says, You can't park in here. You don't live here because you were waiting for me. And I said, my mother lives here, though. And he was like, I said, and I have a parking pass because the visitors get one. He was like, well, let me see your pass. And I said, what? I said, I thought he worked here. And I said, do you work here? I thought he was like a leasing person. As soon as he said no, I went off. And then he had a black girl in the car, but she thought she was white, super light skinned. They both was acting like coons. Mm. But he felt the need to check a black girl. And wow, then Tariq, all I could think about was you. Like, wow. I went cold red. I was like, call him coon, Sambo, like, I went crazy. People were cracking. The bystanders, people walking by there like, yo.
Boy, he's trying to show
just
out.
Just show out in front of his girl because, yeah, he was trying. And he got called all kind of coons and tap dances and hoes. For real. And he was shocked. He was looking like, this little girl. He did not expect that.
Yo, we got coons like this. Some of these dudes think that they're honorary white supremacists out here.
Like, he acted like that, and I said, I can't wait to if he goes and gets pulled over by the police.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
He don't remember
then
he a nigga.
He get his wake-up call. Exactly.
Yeah, he was like, just felt the need to. I felt like if I was a white girl getting in the building, would he have done that?
Mm.
My answer is no. Mm-hmm. I think
yeah,
no.
Of course not.
Mm.
Really, he was very Uncle Tom. He was terrible.
Lord.
It was really, really bad. Nice. That's why I think you should come out with something called
Rhythm spoons. What, Brie? I mean, Layla. No. What, Layla?
So, do you guys ever burn sage?
Yes.
So, you need to get some special sage called Burning the Coons. So, just like the girl has a coon baby daddy, maybe if you have some sage that it'll be your special sage, Tariq, and people could buy it and then we could burn the coon spirit.
Do you know if this even works?
I know.
No, he could do his research. You know, Tariq gonna do some research on it and he gonna find the coon spirit sage.
Wow.
Rhythm spoons, ladies and gentlemen. Rhythm spoons from Layla. Layla's rhythm spoons idea.
There's a lot of cool spirits.
One of them
going
to hit. One of them going to hit, and I'm going to be right here.
There's a lot of cool
I know.
Spirits.
One of them's going to hit.
One of them going to hit.
Because sometimes, Layla, we throwing these crazy-ass ideas out, and one of them sounds...
And you'll be like,
wait a minute. That don't sound too bad.
The cool spirit.
I told you.
She's going to be the main one.
I mean, it's a lot of coons out here. Spirits is just roaming around the city. It's real bad. It's an epidemic. We
I
need
know,
help.
Man. Anyway, let's get up out of here. Yeah. Layla, what is your social media so the gentlemen's can find you and holler at you?
Gentlemen.
The gentlemen's.
Whatever. At Miss Layla Lopez, MSLALAILAPZ.
And Miss Brie, the guys in the room are just ogling over you, talking about your breasts. Y'all leave her breasts alone.
Oh, my God.
Let them know where they can find you and everything else.
Oh, I don't got IG no more. I'm taking it down. No more pictures. No, I'm kidding. It's Brie.Ariaarier. Follow your girl.
Yes, and y'all hit me up at Tariq Elite on the gram, and we're going to holler at y'all next week. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all be good.